A reading from Luke 5, 27-28. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him.
Well, there are a lot of things you could comment on here, but talking about boundaries, Jesus crosses one of the most dangerous ones from the perspective of being Jewish, in that the tax collector was perhaps the most hated, corrupt, hated because he was corrupt, taking much more money than he should be taking. And Jesus goes up to him and says, "Come and follow me." What's that mean?
Yeah, there's something right here that almost is like a scratch on the record. You know, what's this? He's inviting a tax collector. Worse than a Gentile is a Jew who's in cahoots with the Gentiles, taking away your money. And the tax collectors weren't very high on the social favor list. And here Jesus says, "Come and follow me." The power of it is how quickly Levi responds. There must have been something that he was seeing in Jesus. And we've been talking about this authority and this love. And there's something winsome about Jesus that just draws people in, that they're willing to get up and leave everything of their past to follow.
This also echoes another very famous passage of the rich young ruler, which I think we've talked about before, where when Jesus says, "Follow me," he goes away sad because he has great riches and he will not let go of them. As you, I think you said in another on another day, that was his idol. That was something he could not separate himself from. It was what he was worshiping, and Jesus knew that. He must have known here too that Levi was different. There was something about him that was different, and Levi, in fact, follows the command, as we all should, gets up, leaves everything, and does follow him.
Jesus has the ability to look directly into a person's soul. He's often asking people, "Well, why are you thinking this?" Or, "What's this going on in your mind?" And here he looks into Levi and he sees someone who's ready to follow and doesn't need to be given a declaration, "Sell all and come." Doesn't need any declaration on "turn from your practice of tax collecting." It's just simply, "Follow me." And Levi is ready. I often think of this idea of our role of witnessing in the world. Some people feel you got to go out there and witness to everyone. I think sometimes that inoculates people away. I'd like to have the eyes like Jesus to recognize the people that are ready, so that I would bring my witness and couple it with what the Holy Spirit's already doing in the person. As we see here, it's already working in Levi, and all Jesus has to say is, "Come follow me."
Tomorrow we'll see where they go.